What's up, my beautiful girls? Your boldness is going to be required for what you need to do next in your life. So whatever's keeping you from being bold, let's talk about it.
What's up, my beautiful girls? It's your girl, Jay Marie. Thank you so much for watching and listening to Girl Talk with Jay Marie. And yes, y'all, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is listening. And today, boldness is necessary, and that's what we're here to talk about. I just want you to stop, take a moment, subscribe to the podcast, whether that be here on this particular way you're watching it, YouTube, stop and subscribe if you're watching it on iTunes. I want to hear from you so we can always talk about it. I appreciate your support. Now, let's go ahead and get straight into it because I want to talk to you about boldness. It's that time. It's the moment for you to be bold. And y'all, it's more imperative now than it ever has been because so many of us are being called into different levels at this time. So many different transitions are taking place. And I'm going to help you get there by talking about the things that are necessary to keep you motivated and inspired, starting with the word bold. The definition of bold. Let me explain what it is. Bold is showing an ability to take risks. Being confident and courageous. I start off with a definition because I want to reiterate one of the most incredible scriptures that I think are in the Bible. You know, I like to start us off with pots normally, but the reason I chose the definition of bold is because you have it in you to be bold. Okay? Everybody does. I have it in me to be bold. You have it in you to be bold. The people that seem shy have it in them to be bold. And I want you to know that before we even get started, because the scripture, which is one of my favorite scriptures ever, and I'm pretty sure I already shared it with y'all before, but oh well, it's relevant. It comes from the book of Joshua 1:9. And it is absolutely 100% one of the most important things you need to learn about your life. For you and for your future children and your children that you have now. Scripture says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord God is with you everywhere that you go. I'm gonna leave that scripture here so that you can read it while we speak to this, because it's time for you to be strong and be courageous. What's the opposite of strong? Being weak. What's the opposite of courage? Being afraid. The reason I say the opposites is because we know where we've been weak in an area. We know where we've been afraid in an area. This is telling us to do the exact opposite of that. Be bold and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. It's necessary for the people that love you to see you be bold and courageous, to be strong and courageous. Now, I have areas that I struggle with being bold, and I do little things to force me out of that place of fear. I do it on purpose, is what I like to say. I do it on purpose when I'm afraid. I'm gonna do it now, I'm gonna do it because I'm scared. It's kind of like I'm getting in trouble to me for myself. This is how I discipline myself. I'm getting in trouble because I'm afraid. So if I want to sit there and be scared, now you really about to have to do it. Because you're doing it now because you're afraid. So I'm asking you, what is it that you're afraid of? What is it that you're scared of? What is it that causes you to pull back when really you should be pushing out and going up? I don't know that for you, but you do. What area do you think that you're weak in? What area do you think that you've been very, very, very shy or reserved when you really could be more bold and assertive? Figure out what it is. Write it down. Don't cheat yourself. Write it down, because boldness is what's going to take you to the next place in your life. I don't care what nobody says. If you don't know how to stand up for yourself, how are you going to stand up for somebody else? We should be advocates for one another. You got to be able to speak up for you. I am heartbroken when I watch people be pushovers, as they call it, or let somebody just tell them what they need to be doing. You got a voice. You need to use your voice. Use your voice for you. Use your voice for your family. Use your voice for your children. I mean, come on. They got to see you be bold and say no. Be bold and say, yes, I'm going to do this. Whatever that is. In my situation, I was out doing a little networking the other day, and I knew I was afraid to go and speak to the person that I needed to speak to in the room that day. And before I got there, I had a plan to do it. So I knew I was going to do it, but I also didn't know I was going to do it. So in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. When I get there, I'm going to be like, woo, woo, woo. And then I was like, oh, shoot, I'm here. And am I still going to do it? Because we all know you could be big, bad, and bold in the mirror doing your affirmations. But then when it comes time for you to have to talk to that person in their face or ask for that promotion or tell your ex that it's over or your current that it's over or tell your husband that you ain't going to be doing this, that, and the other no more and this is how things are going to go and things have to change, it's different when it's there in your face, right? So in my situation, I was like, ooh, girl, I felt myself turning into a punk. I felt myself getting scared again. And I challenged myself to bind that spirit of fear. I did. I was like, no. What's the worst that can happen? They're going to tell you no? Cool. Are you going to die when they tell you no? No. So do it anyway. And that's how I'm talking to you today. That's how I want you to talk to yourself every day. Every day we get the opportunity to be bold, strong, and courageous. Every single day. Every day we get the opportunity to be confident. And you can do it. It's simple as doing it. And I did it. I went up and spoke and got the exchange information. It was amazing. And I felt so empowered because it was something that many people might not know. It could make me nervous because I come off as this person that doesn't seem like I get very afraid of things. But sometimes stuff makes me be like, oh, shoot. But I do it anyway. I mean, I'm going to do it anyway. So what? I can fall on my face a million times. I'm going to get my butt right back up. As long as God gave me breath in my body, and I'm going to need you to do the same thing. If you don't have a job and you need a job, what are you doing waiting around? Get out there. Get in front of people. Tell people what you're good at doing and be confident in yourself. If you tired of working and you don't deserve to be getting paid what they paying you and it's time to move on to the next step of your life, bust the move. But you gotta have your stuff in order so that you can feel confident about the decisions you're about to make. And even when you make those decisions, you gotta bust your butt. You gotta bust your butt to make sure that you give yourself back exactly what you had in your mind as an expectation when you make that bold decision, when you make that bold move. It's on us. It's on us. Now, there were some other things that I have here that I wanted to talk to you. Sometimes it's not just standing up for yourself to other people. Sometimes it's standing up for yourself to you. Sometimes you got to be like, look, J. Marie, no, boo, that's not your portion. Or look, J. Marie, you are going to get up every single day and go do your workout every single day because this is what you said you want to do. You got to talk to yourself. The self-talk is what's most important, and then everything else is going to fall in place. Mark my words. What are you saying to you? The next thing I wanted to put down is to make your next move your best move. Listen, whatever's coming up next is going to require boldness. It's going to require strength. It's going to require confidence. It absolutely will. We live in a world of that. Hence the internet. Hence social media. People might have false confidence because, oh yeah, they're putting up a filter over what they're posting. But in real life, how do you feel about yourself? It ain't no different than when it comes to all the things that you're about to do next. If you come up next to another person that's somebody else that's trying to sell you something and they're trying to push their product or push their movie or push whatever it is they want you to persuade you to do. And if I come up and I'm way more confident about mine and you over here acting scary to talk about it, guess who they gonna listen to? So what is it that you being timid about? Stop it. You don't need to be like that. You wanna know why? Because you still here even if it don't work. My mama, one thing she done taught me, if something is crazy and I'm about to step out on faith on some stuff like I'm doing coming up soon, she's just like, Jennifer, and if it don't work, so what? Ain't nobody gonna be dead and we can fix it from there. And if you don't have your mama or your daddy to tell you that, then you got me telling you right now. And now you could take the message from my mother's mouth. If it doesn't work out, so what? Nobody died. You still get the opportunity to fix it. So let's just keep on going. Get back up and try it again. It's a beautiful place to be in. And stop listening to what other people say when it doesn't have anything to do with what you say about yourself and the greatness that's inside of you. You are absolutely incredible. You are capable of doing beyond what you think you can. No matter what your size is, no matter what your color is, no matter what your past is, your social level of financial, whatever your financial social situation is, or social, all of the things that people might try to categorize you as. If they try to say, oh, well, she don't have enough of this, or oh, she's too quiet, or oh, she don't have social skills, whatever that looks like for somebody else, so what? You gonna do it anyway. I need you to figure that out, though. So that's what I'm here to tell you today. Boldness is necessary, honey. What are we taking away from this? You gotta be bold. Speaking of being bold, we're gonna get right into this. Girl, talk about it. Because I will. Girl, talk about it. Let me tell you two things. One, we're gonna talk about boldness still. And I'm gonna roll right into boldness because the travelers are losing their damn minds, okay? I saw multiple headlines, more recently one from Delta Airlines, where some man had the audacity to get on there and start telling folks something's going on with the oxygen mask and the flight is a, be careful on the, anyway, long story short, he scared the hell out of everybody. The whole entire plane was concerned the plane might be going down. This is not a flight attendant saying this, well, an actual flight attendant saying it. This is a person that was a passenger on the plane that got up there and started acting crazy. And let me tell you what those people did. They jumped up. They called the strong men to the front. Hey, shout out to my men of valor. Hey. They came up there and they pinned them down and they got going and they was, it was all masculine. And I was like, ooh, I love that. Anyway, they were aggressive and bold and they were not afraid. Because guess what? Today, you're going to have to be brave and you're going to have to be strong. Because if you want to play with me and somebody start acting crazy, we got to jump up and do something about it. We're not about to sit back here. This is our lives at stake. You better do something. So in little things of life, when we practice boldness at work, it's because we need to practice boldness whenever we're going to be in the world. When we practice boldness in our homes, that's because you're going to have to practice boldness when you're dealing with people that you ain't never met before. Okay? So it's not just about little things. The little things turn into big things, in other words. Okay? Practice boldness now. And my sissy, just for the sake of this, is calling me on FaceTime, which is very random. Because guess what? I am actually working and she's FaceTiming me. So I'm not starting over. I love y'all, but we're not starting over from that. So see, out of order. So anyhow, really quick, the last thing that I want to tell you, and girl, talk about it. So many people were asking for information and super happy about me winning on Wheel of Fortune. And I just want y'all to know that I got my car and I'm driving in my Benz and I had a struggle. Whew! Talk about a struggle with receiving this. God, for those who are listening, I'm just trying to keep my tears together here. So sorry for the moment of silence, but I had a struggle with just taking this blessing in and understanding that God is trying to give me something that I've never had before. And I was doing a lot and he just makes sure that I understand that I deserve the blessing. He used different people that I adore and that I love and that I thank, and they said some really nice things, and it definitely let me know that, like, it's time for me to, just like what I'm telling y'all, to be bold. Jennifer, be bold. I have greater things. You know, I'm planning to do exceedingly and abundantly, far above what you could ask or think. And he needed me to know that. And I was trying to do different stuff with this situation that I was blessed with. But God was like, no, I need you to take this blessing and I need you to see where I am putting you and why I'm doing it. And he helped me. He helped me by the people that love me and genuinely love me. No haters. These are people that really don't hate on people. And there are people that I'm very close to that are haters. And I can't do nothing about that. But the people who aren't, I see y'all. And I see you in my eyes, of my spiritual eyes. And you helped me make this decision different because I wasn't going to do this. And so the blessing is the blessing. Let the blessing be the blessing. Let God bless you. Please don't block God from blessing you. He loves you when he's giving you things that you weren't ready for. So get excited and get ready. Get bold, get strong, get courageous. And I want to leave y'all with that. I want to ask you to subscribe, to like Girl Talk with J. Marie. Please comment. What areas are you about to be more bold in? How you going to show up in your courage? How you going to show up in your confidence? I want to know. I'm looking forward to it. If you have any questions, anything that I can help out with, holding you accountable to being bold, I sure will, because I know you could do it. So make sure you subscribe to Girl Talk with J. Marie on all platforms. And also Prayer on the Spot, the Daily Prayer Ministry. I forgot to mention that earlier. But I love you all so much. You got this. You are still here. You have the opportunity to write your own happy ending. So please get to writing. And before I go, make sure you support Black businesses. Today's Black business that I want you to support is Power Fuel Bites. Power Fuel Bites. And I love Power Fuel Bites. They got some of the best healthy snacks. Please check them out. Please buy from them. I buy from them every single month because it's necessary that I get my nut butter and my fig bars. They're really, really good. Here's their information. You guys got it. Check them out. All right. I love you all so much. Till next time, keep writing. Make your own happy ending. Father's Day is next Sunday. Special episode coming for you. Mwah.